Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's Overtime with Jake Vollmig with you guys here on The Fan. And to get a better look into the Browns OTAs, what we've learned so far early on in this competition at the quarterback spot, and maybe a couple beyond, let's go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You can find his work over at Cleveland.com. You might know him as Coach Riz. We also know him as Lance Risland. He joins us now. Lance, what's going on?
Jake, how are you tonight, my friend?
We are doing very good because it's, I mean, honestly, less days and less things I have to hear about Shedeur Sanders and the media going crazy and people saying wild things.
It really is. It's pretty amazing. I've been doing this for a couple of years now, and the good and the bad hype is, both ends of it have been just kind of overwhelming, kind of incredible.
Yeah, I was very surprised to go through and see a very just distinct population of people, right? It was a ton of Colorado fans, and I think a lot of Shedeur fans, and probably some Browns ones mixed in. But we talked to your colleague Dan Lobby on Wednesday, and Dan had thrown out the idea that, like, hey, the two rookies looked rather similar. They didn't set themselves apart. And then all I see on social media is Shedeur looks like an elite quarterback. Shedeur is making throws. You won't believe what he's going to be in the NFL. And I thought there was a funny distinction between three throws getting highlighted on social media and what was reality and going through and watching.
Well, Dan's absolutely right. There was, those practices, especially with no helmets on, really nothing means anything for anybody, especially the quarterback position. But Dan hit it right on the head. There wasn't enough. Those plays are scripted. And when they said, I've had a lot of people say, how come you didn't comment on this? A lot of those 7-on-7s, they start the 5-yard line going in, and they're scripted to make the quarterbacks look successful, especially early on. They're trying to get their timing. They're trying to learn the game. And, I haven't seen a lot of separation between any of them. Obviously, I think Flacco looks really composed. He looks as he should. The quarterback, it would be more alarming if the quarterbacks didn't look, pretty successful during this. There's no pads, there's no hitting. But I'm in a complete agreement with Dan. The rookies were definitely behind the two older guys, and none of them really did much in terms of, like, wild throws. There's a couple throws Flacco hit Judy a couple times, but for the most part, pretty even keel. All the guys are pretty similar. A lot of learning going on.
Lance, it sort of pushes me to ask you, like, is you see all four guys play on the same day and you see them all throwing together. Just how far away are we from being able to see a potential rookie starting in week one?
I don't think it's very, to be honest with you, I don't think it's very close unless these older guys are really, really don't do well in the preseason and leading up to that. Obviously, you and I will talk more once we get into, camp and training camp and the day in, day out kind of grind of it. But those older guys, you can tell, like, for example, Flacco looks really, really good. Why? Because he knows this scheme. And when you know the scheme, you can play fast. And when you can play fast, especially when you're not in pads, everything really looks slow to him. What I mean by that is he understands the scheme, and it just makes it easy for him. Pickett has great feet. He has a lot of athletic ability. He does not have as strong as arm as Flacco. Flacco really has some arm talent. The ball looks different coming off his arm. But again, not a ton of difference between any of them, just because the nature of what they're doing and the 7-on-7 and the controlled atmosphere. But just by the look of it and what they're trying to do, again, I just think the best guy's got to play. And just any rookie, I'm not sure if they're ready, to be honest with you. I'll know more once we get into, you know, more OTAs and when the pads go on especially. But it's just such a learning curve for those guys, and I think it'll take them some time. And obviously, if the Browns aren't doing well and there's some other circumstances that can lead to other issues, but you know, I see one of those veterans starting and being, you know, and having some success, to be honest with you. I think both guys can have some success.
So, Lance, after getting to watch them all run through and how the practices actually ran with four quarterbacks competing in one room, do you think it's important that they whittle this thing down from four guys to, you know, whether it's three or two in this competition, maybe as quickly as possible?
Well, you know, obviously you want to get game reps, and I think that's why you can't look into reps too much. I mean, you can't look into like early reps too much, because early on I could see Flacco not maybe getting as many because he knows it. However, he's going to want those reps too to get back up to game speed. I do think that, you know, at some point in time they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do just so that guy can get those competitive reps. Right now they got to go through, they got to learn it in the playbook, then they got to go out and they got to walk it through, but then they have to go through the adjustments. You know, you put the play in, the play expectations, and then things happen and you have to go through those adjustments, and that all has to happen in live speed, in live games. So I do think they're going to have to, I think the preseason is very important for the Cleveland Browns and the quarterback position, probably more than anybody else in the NFL. I think I know they don't like to do that, and Stefanski's not a really big believer in like going live a ton, but it might be something those quarterbacks really have to see, just so you can see, and maybe they have a plan. Maybe they want to move a guy to the practice squad. Again, I don't think anything can be said about any of the four, but either positive or negative. They're just kind of getting ready to get ramped up here, and we'll know more in a couple weeks.
Lance Reisland, Cleveland.com, with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I thought the reports coming out of OTAs were interesting as we looked at the two rookies, because it was Dylan Gabriel taking team reps and Shedeur Sanders not necessarily taking team reps. All the reasons that could be, what do we think that it actually is, why a guy that you're taking in the third round is getting that opportunity that a guy that you're taking in the fifth is not, in the Brown situation specifically?
Well, you know, obviously Sanders comes with a lot of hype. I thought he was very good. I you know, I was very high on him going into the draft. I was very high on Dylan Gabriel as well. And I think it comes down to what you know, they picked him in the third round. They picked Gabriel in the third round. So that's where their investment is. They've decided that they like what he does. I can see, I feel like sometimes more than others in terms of why they liked him, especially for the Stefanski scheme, his ability to throw from multiple launch points. He's got a really compact motion. He can really drive the football. He's got pretty outstanding fundamentals. His footwork is very good. And I think it's just the fact that, you know, you kind of go where that's where their investment is. Now, obviously look at Brock Purdy and other guys. It's going to come down to when they start getting into these live reps, and when they start getting even all the way down to one-on-one reps, right, where receivers are going against DBs and tight ends are going against linebackers. Those are all going to be very important throws, more than they probably will for other teams, just because you're trying to see guys' timing and what they can do. I think Dylan Gabriel has a chance to be really successful. You know, and obviously all the hype is with Sanders, and maybe that some of it's really good, some of it's really bad, but you know, neither of it is really warranted at this point. He hasn't done a lot, either positive or negative. He's just trying to learn the scheme like the rest of the guys. And I think, you know, obviously the thing I like about him is that he just has a great attitude, and he looks like he likes to practice. All those guys do. And that's important at the quarterback position.
If we look at the situation entirely, is there a world where you'd have Shedeur out there less to try to quiet some of the media storm, especially on the day where the media is there and you know you're working on days where the media isn't allowed to be there?
Well, I would say this as a coach. You know, obviously, Coach Stefanski, like all of us in all lines of work, right, we all have to kind of listen to our bosses and within realms. And, you know, Kevin, for me, as long as Stefanski and his staff, they're saying the best guy is going to play. And whatever their MO is, and for Stefanski, you know, he likes to give his starter the most reps. And it's going to be interesting to see how that works. And I have just as many questions as you do. But I think when they get down to what they're trying to do as an offense and how they're trying to attack teams, I think, you know, there's going to come a point where they got to decide who is going to be the guy they choose, why they choose it. But that should all be within their, you know, within their realm. The outside noise should not have any effect on what they're doing, whether the people are there, whether people aren't there. They just got to figure out and kind of grade everything. And, you know, we won't see how they are in the meetings and or do they pick up the plays? Do they understand the concepts? Do they understand where everybody's supposed to be? Things like that. There's things we won't see besides just the throwing. But for me, it's the best guy's got to play. And when they say, you know, we got to get this guy ready, I never believe in that. You got to go win games. If you want to improve your program, you got to win games. And culture comes from what you do, not what you say. And they got to prove that they're trying to win games for the rest of these guys.
Lance, outside of the quarterback spot, watching all the other guys, because I know you've become infatuated with some of the other rookies here, too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
And did we learn anything about any of the other guys that we drafted this year from what you saw in day one?
Well, I think Carson Schlesinger is a guy I'm really high on. I liked him as a linebacker. I didn't really have him as high as when they drafted him. Then you go back and watch the film and you see what they like. He's also a lot thicker, lower body wise. So I think he's going to be really instinctual. He makes a lot of plays. The running backs are very good. Junkson looks the part. I think he's a guy that's really, really good on those gap schemes. Kevin likes to run, so he'll get downhill. He's going to help the quarterback because I think he can get to, you know, second four, second five, second six. That makes a quarterback and the coordinator's job a lot easier. Samson looks very good. He's got great explosion. He's very patient in what he does, and then he explodes. There's a lot of those guys. I think Florida's got a chance. I think Luke Florio, the kid out of Mentor's, got a chance to be successful because he is a guy that not only is it not a deep receiving group as a whole, but he does something different. He kind of gives you that Cooper Kupp, that Julian Edelman, Wes Welker in the slot ability to get open kind of guy. So he might be a guy that has a chance to make this team if they're going to be, you know, kind of pushed towards 11 personnel. And then the guy who's just been consistent and kind of has, it looks like a veteran out there is Fannin. Fannin's a guy who always gets open. He's very savvy. He looks like a veteran. He understands zone and man coverage. He's great releases. You know, obviously he's going to have to work on his inline blocking, but as a receiver with him and Njoku and that 12 personnel, I think he's going to have a big year because he presents a lot of problems with who you're going to cover him with.
Outside of the rookies too, Lance, I thought was interesting. Was there anybody that kind of surprised you that you weren't expecting to come out and look as good as they did?
Well, you know, if you talk one other up front, so Graham on defense is going to be a load. And when the pads go on, a lot of guys go down. In fact, a lot of football players aren't nearly as good when the pads go on. Graham's a guy who goes the opposite way. He's a load in there. He'll be a anchor in there for years and years. I really believe that because of his athletic ability. Two guys that I was super impressed with, first and foremost, day one, people ask me my day one, what did you get most out of? Is the fact that Juwan Jones is in great shape and he's really recovered from the injury and the surgery and everything. So he looks physically fit. And, you know, not only is his size important, but he uses that length and he uses that as part of his technique. So for him being in shape is very important. I also thought Zach Zinter. Now, they don't have pads on, and I'm not talking about any type of blocking techniques. I'm just talking movement skills, the ability, lateral skills, short area burst quickness, the ability to get out of your stance and kick step. I thought they both looked really fast and looked physically fit. So I'll be interested to see when they get the pads on. But I thought those two, I thought the entire offensive line looked really fit. They look like they're ready to go, and they probably have a little juice knowing they're going back to what they do best in Stefanski's scheme.
So one of the other things on the offense, and Lance Reisel on the Cleveland.com with us on the hotline, I posed the question yesterday because I was just going back and scrolling through the stats and looking at Jerry Jeudy's production, which obviously was raised when the Browns were throwing the ball more, right? That's pretty natural. But a lot of that came at times where, you know, Jameis is throwing 40, 50 times a game last year when the Browns were void of a run game. You think there should be any fear right now in Jerry Jeudy's production that it might have been dependent on Jameis Winston and that it's going to be tougher to repeat anything close to that this year, given the way that we're going to a Stefanski scheme that might lean heavier on the run?
Well, I think it's about taking advantages of the opportunities that are presented to you. Now, you might not get the volume, but sometimes the volume doesn't really matter, especially in a Stefanski scheme. It's about making that big play when they go play action on second and one, or you get a turnover and you take a shot because the defense is in disarray and you take a shot over the top. What I saw on campus, he looked really physically fit. And I think the reason that I think his numbers will still be really good is Jerry Jeudy's a guy who can move in multiple spots. He can run all the routes outside as a one. He can run the digs, the post, the go routes, things like that. But he's also pretty good in the slot, and he's a very good run after catch guy. So his ability to play multiple spots and move and motion, things like that, I think will allow Stefanski to put him in the primary position because you know he has that. He's very smart. He understands zone and man and things like that. So I think his numbers maybe won't be as high just because you wouldn't want him to be, right? Because if you're breaking in a quarterback, you want maybe he has the volume but doesn't have the, you know, the yards or whatever it may be. But the balance is the key. And balance is not 50 run, 50 pass. Balance is the ability to do what you want on down and distance, right? So I'm going to throw on first down, but I'm going to run on second. You're dictating. So I think Jeudy, his numbers will stay there if the running game is successful, and then they have to honor that a little bit, and you can't, you know, drop 7 and 8 in coverage. So the balance will help Jeudy, even though the numbers might not be there, especially early on.
Lance, something I wanted to ask you from being a former coach perspective is it's voluntary OTAs. And we heard Kevin iterate that in his time with the media multiple times that, hey, this is a voluntary program. How much is it that a coach looks at a thing like that and you really want your players to be there, but obviously that's something that's negotiated with the NFLPA and guys are allowed to not show up, guys are allowed to show up, and it's completely on their choice. But how much does that get under a coach's skin of wanting every guy to actually be there?
Well, you know, that comes down to, it goes back to the old adage, if you're winning, right? If you're winning, none of this matters, because if you're winning, you're going, all these guys don't need to be in. But when you're losing and you're coming off a really poor season, you want everybody in. You want everybody to be bought in. It doesn't mean that they aren't bought in, but the perception's there, right? The perception is, this is not important. Well, really, maybe that's not part of their program. And these are grown men, so obviously they got to come in shape. They got to do what they do. But football at any level, you have to have some chemistry and you have to have some buy-in. You know, the thing I've heard a bunch is about Myles Garrett. Well, there's a guy who he's paid to sack people. And the only thing that I warn people about is that making somebody a leader, a vocal leader, or a guy making a guy step outside his box of what he's comfortable with. Myles Garrett's the best player on the field. I see him practice almost every day during camp. He's a very hard worker. He's very fun. He has a lot of energy. He's first in line, those kind of things. He has a lot of fun out there, but he's not going to be the rah-rah guy. And if you make him be that guy, it kind of comes off as ungenuine to his teammates, especially when they're grown men. So I think they just got to temper the idea that he's going to be this guy who shows up at everything. And that's really not his MO. But if he comes in and gets 14 sacks, that can be forgotten. But to your point, when you're not winning, it's nice to have everybody in just so you can have that total buy-in.
Lance, I want to get you one more, and then I'll get you on your way. A big conversation, big discussion across the station today was whether or not, you know, guys are a guy's guy, right? The term was thrown around a ton today, and manly man was attached to it. But I want to know, when you hear guy's guy, what is the definition of that for you?
Well, as a football player, a guy's guy to me is a guy who shows up every day. He's true to himself, right? So if you can say what you want about Jameis Winston, but that was him, right? So a guy who's within his personality, a guy's guy in terms of football, right, is just a guy who shows up every day. He's not needy. He's in front of lines. He's vocal in meetings. He's maybe not pushing people or rah-rah, but he's making sure that his energy and his passion and he shows that he wants to be there every day. That's kind of where the Browns, in my opinion, are kind of lacking. They got to get some guys who are kind of edgy, and they got to get some guys who are kind of mean, and they got to get some guys who aren't worried about what people say about them, things like that. So for me, in terms of a guy's guy, that's just a person who is not needy, does what he's supposed to do. As a football player, that means being consistent. It means consistently doing the things you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it, going to meetings, eating right, sleeping, being in the right spots. That's kind of what it means to me. And regardless of how old they are, they're pro football. This is their profession, so they got to get themselves ready to go. And all the hype about rebuilding, they should be thinking about winning every football game. Most likely won't, but that should be their MO, is a win to win every single game. And then you have success, and you create that culture and those kind of things.
Lance, always fun to pick your brain. I look forward to doing it sometime soon here in the future as well. Appreciate you setting aside the time as always.
As always, Jake, thanks for having me, buddy.
Thanks, Lance. Lance Reisling, Coach Riz over at Cleveland.com, joining us there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We're going to react to what Lance had to say, and, you heard his opinions on the quarterback. I think some people, though, might have a little preconceived idea of who maybe not they want to be out there, but definitely who they don't when it comes to week one. That's coming up in 5 minutes. Right here on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.